Side Trip by Carrie Lonsdale, performed by Sarah Naughton and James Patrick Cronin. Chapter 1. After. Joy. Joy shouldn't have agreed to Dylan's deal. She should have let him say goodbye, because goodbye would have been much easier than the crushing despair she feels right now. She wouldn't be left wondering what might happen between them, or what could happen down the road, what didn't happen today, things she shouldn't be wondering about. But that doesn't stop her from looking toward the sliding glass doors to the British Airways check-in counter at JFK, the terminal Dylan just walked into. She presses a hand to the center of her chest and breathes through the gaping hole his departure has left. She aches. Songwriter, music producer, and record label executive Dylan Westfield is a brilliant musician and one of the most talented singers she's had the privilege to hear. A temporary friend she met 10 days ago. She'll never again hear his voice or touch his face or see the smile that could melt hearts. This can't be how it ends. What if she goes in after him? What if she tells him how she feels? What if a shrill whistle blows behind her? Numbly, Joy turns her head to the sound. A stout, red-faced airport security officer stands by her brand-new 2010 Volkswagen New Beetle. Both the passenger and driver's side doors are open. They'd been so caught up in each other in their last moment together that neither had bothered to close their door. "This your car, lady?" the officer demands. Joy nods. "You need to move it. Come on, get a move on." Move on. Dylan's moving on. She agreed to do the same. Together, their chemistry had been off the charts, something undefinable, and more than anything she's known before. But she can't delude herself that anything good can come of starting something with a man she met only 10 days previous. Dylan is set on living his best life. With plenty to look forward to, she's determined to do the same. A new home, new city, new job, as an entry-level cosmetic lab tech at Vintage Chic. She should be excited about working in a lab on their lipstick line, mixing oils and colorants. It's an incredible opportunity. Her sister, Judy, would have been ecstatic to work there. Joy wipes the moisture from under her eyes, and her engagement ring catches the waning New York sunlight. The ring Mark had placed on her finger just 2 short months ago, the day after she graduated from UCLA. The man faithfully waiting for her at his apartment in Manhattan. Guilt takes a roll downhill in her stomach. Joy closes the passenger door and walks around to the driver's side. She sinks into the seat Dylan recently vacated and shuts the door. She takes a deep breath, and a wave of longing washes over her. Her car smells like him. It feels so empty without him. She feels empty.